and I'm surrounded by the cast of Robin Hood, which opens today, Robin Hood does, at Gemini Theater in Point Breeze, and two shows daily, today and tomorrow, all through every weekend, through the rest of the month. And let's meet the cast before you hear a song, and we'll start with you. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Allison. I am 9 years old, and I've been in two previous Gemini Theater plays, and I enjoy singing, writing, reading, drawing, and acting, of course.
So. Very good. What do you like to draw?
I like to draw bunnies and horses and dragons and stuff. Like
what community do you live in, Allison?
I live in Shaler.
Do you see bunnies in the yard sometimes?
Sometimes.
I like bunnies.
Me too.
And I see them outside, and I try not to scare them away and to look at them. Do you have a pet rabbit, or do you know anybody who does?
I actually do have a pet rabbit. Her name is Cinnamon.
Hi, Cinnamon. Is she brownish?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm used to seeing kind of whitish pet rabbits. Rabbits' hearts beat really fast, don't
yeah.
they? Yeah, I'm always amazed whenever I'm near a rabbit, and they're also really warm. But where does your rabbit sleep? Does she live in a cage?
Yeah, she sleeps in her cage.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my mom and my dad and my brother, Henry, and any other people in my family who happen to be listening now. And to say that I love you and hope you had a good Christmas.
Well, how nice of you to say that. And I'm curious also what part you play in Robin Hood.
I play the sheriff's sidekick.
I like it. So you're like deputy somebody or?
My name is Nat.
Nat.
So, well, it's actually Natalie, but I call myself Nat. And so the joke is a Nat.
Okay, so you're the sheriff and Nat.
Yeah.
I like it. What's the sheriff's name?
I don't think the sheriff really has a name.
So it's just the sheriff and Nat. Who plays the sheriff? Does
Danny.
But Danny isn't here.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's just a Nat. Okay, let's meet who is on your right. Hello.
Hi, my name's Jeremy, and I've been in three previous Gemini Theater plays, and I like to paint and draw and do gymnastics. Yeah.
What? Tell me about gymnastics a little bit. Do you have a particular event or that's what they're called, right? Events or what do you call the, not tricks, but a particular gymnastic feat that you like to do?
Well, I haven't done gymnastics in a while, but I do tumbling, which is like flips and stuff.
Can you do cartwheels?
Yeah.
I really admire people that can do those types of things. Where do you go to school?
Falk.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my mom, my grandma, and my sister Carly. Yeah.
Excellent. And the part you play in Robin Hood is?
I'm a merry man.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to talk with you. And we now go to the person who is on your left and is approaching the microphone and says...
Hi, I'm Kate Mills. I am 13 years old. I play one of the merry women. This is my sixth or seventh Gemini show. I can't remember.
What was your first one?
Pocahontas. It was how many years ago? Like 5 years ago.
Wow, and you were here for that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here for every show that I've been in, so.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? Time really flies. Where do you go to school?
Hampton Middle School.
And are you in eighth?
I'm in seventh.
Seventh. Mm-hmm. It's a great school. Hampton's, you know, such a good school district. Is the middle school close to the high school?
Yeah, they're on the same street.
Yeah, I thought so. I've been up there a couple times and I've always enjoyed it. And you play, what, are you another merry woman?
Yeah, I'm a merry woman.
So we have a merry man here surrounded by two merry women. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hi to all my family who's listening.
Excellent. Nice to talk with you. And now we get to meet you. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Britton. I'm 15 years old. I am a freshman at Hampton High School. I play a merry woman along with my sister Kate. In my free time, I like to box, write, and be around animals in general. I'm a very big animal person, so.
Boxing.
Yeah.
Now, all of those things are interesting, but I think in all the years I've been here, I've never had anybody say they like to box in their free time.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I like boxing. It's a very vigorous cardio exercise. It's really just, it's fun because I've actually never seen any of the Rocky movies. I've never seen any of the boxing movies. I just needed a way because to get that teenage angst out of me.
Yeah.
And so my mom was like, why don't we start you on boxing? So I've taken boxing classes in the past, and we're now actually looking at kickboxing.
Neat.
So, yeah.
Now, I suspect you're not really boxing against people, but you probably have a heavy bag.
Yeah, they for the classes we have, they start me out on focus mitts, which are mitts that go on the instructor's hands, and you aim for the mitts, and you try to hit their, like...
With your bare fist?
Yeah, well, you actually have gloves on.
Uh-huh.
So you try to hit their hands, and their hands are covered by the mitts, so they do absorb the energy, and they don't really hurt the instructor. And after we do that for about half an hour, we go on the heavy bags for another half an hour.
That's... I could see that, really. And also, are you thinking you'd like to be an actress? Or an actor, I should say?
I would love to go into acting, but it's not my main goal. I've actually, since I am a freshman, I've started looking at schools. And one I've really enjoyed and would love to go to is Santa Fe College down in Santa Fe, Florida. It is the top zookeeping school in the Americas. So.
We were actually our technical director here at SLV, who I don't think is in this morning. He was he may be coming in, Robert Gray. His girlfriend, Sarah, went to that school, and I believe it is the only school where you actually have animals to work with,
it
right?
It is. It's the only only school that actually has an AZA, American Zoo Association, accredited zoo attached to the campus. And so not only are you taking classes, but you're also working as part of your education.
Yeah, we were just talking about that last weekend because my nephew, Justice, is thinking of studying veterinary medicine, and he lives in Florida, and
yeah.
We were talking about that school. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to all my family and friends, especially my mom, who's at home, and my Aunt Joyce, who will be listening once this goes up on the internet.
Excellent. Thanks. And now, our only first-time person here this morning. Good morning.
Hi. My name's Corey. I'm 22. I just graduated from Duquesne in May. With a philosophy major, so that was special.
You should have seen the face, yeah. you know, Steve Martin, the comedian, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
He's got a degree in philosophy, so he had... I said Steve Martin, the comedian. You know him as Steve Martin, the actor. But when I was Britton's age, Steve Martin... Oh, you know him as the banjo player?
Yeah, I play the banjo, so...
Do you play the banjo? He's a good banjo player.
Yeah.
With the Steep Canyon Rangers, he plays. But he had a degree in philosophy, still has one, a degree in philosophy. They don't make you give it back. although I could see that being something they would want to think about. What made you curious about studying philosophy?
I didn't know what else to do. Not like in the sense of, oh, I don't know what I do. I guess I'll just study philosophy. But it's the only thing that I could do. It's just, like, really essential to my being, I guess.
I think that's great. It's a whole other discussion, but I think having a good liberal arts grounding is important. Oh, did you have somebody else have anything to say? No? We're just
doing it. Each other.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody's still here. Yes. We don't have time for your number, but thank you all. No. no, it's important to do that. And actually, in Steve Martin's autobiography, which is called Born Standing Up, I think, he talks about how his philosophy degree helped him as a writer and also as a performer.
I definitely think it's influenced a lot of my life in a lot of really important ways. I found even in college, every class that I would take would become a philosophy class, even if the teacher didn't mean it to, because it really teaches you how to think a lot more clearly and to break things apart where they need to be broken, as Aristotle said, to cut the world at the joints.
Very good. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a town called Center Township, which is about 45 minutes north of Pittsburgh.
So in Beaver County?
Yeah.
Suburban Monaca?
Yes, right around there.
Excellent. And
we were the town with the mall, so.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. But Ricky, my wife, is from Chippewa, so we know that area pretty well. You want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my aunt Dawn, my uncle Ed, and my mom if they got my text in time to find the radio station.
Excellent. And you play what?
I play Prince John, so I'm the only other villain here other than Annette.
Annette is a villain?
Yeah, she's the sheriff's sidekick, and the sheriff is my henchman, so.
Oh, my goodness. See, I don't know the story as well. Until today, I just thought Robin Hood was, you know, flour or sugar, or it's flour, right? before we leave you, Corey, I'm just curious, have you acted before, or?
Oh, yeah. I've been acting since, oh, my goodness, second grade, I think.
Okay.
I played the sun in a second grade pageant where we melted a snowman.
On purpose?
Yeah, well, he was staying too long. It was like April and he was still hanging out, and they tried to blow him down, and eventually the sun had to come over.
Not an accident. That's good. Well, now, wearing a Gemini shirt is somebody else, and we're about to introduce you to her. And in fact, she will do that by saying...
Hello. my name is Bridget Carey. And I'm... Do I have to give my age over the radio?
No,
I'm,
you don't.
I'm over 18.
That's fine.
Okay. And I play Maid Marian in the show. And I'm excited to be here.
And where did you grow up?
I
assuming you have.
A little bit, maybe not fully. I grew up in near Philadelphia in a town called Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
I know Upper Darby. I actually... knew somebody from Upper Darby ages ago. Upper Marion Township?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, that's a bit, yeah. That's about 20 minutes away from where I grew up.
Well, terrific. And did you go to school around here? Or?
no, I went to school at Allentown College, which is now DeSales University.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there for theater.
Excellent. And you play...
I play Maid Marian.
Maid Marian, which is, you know, the female lead, I guess, right?
Kind of. We have... Our show is set up because it's Robin Hood the Game. We have an MC named Fitzooth, who's sort of a narrator. And she's sort of the central character. And the rest of us are medieval players as, you know, as actors. So we jump into these roles of Robin Hood, of Prince John, of... the sheriff's assistant, of all the merry people, and of Maid Marian. So really, Fitzooth, I think, is the central character, and we support her.
Gemini always, is this one of Lonnie's works? Or?
She did the music, and she and Dennis together worked on the script.
Yeah, Lonnie and Dennis do an amazing job putting a unique Gemini spin on these productions. It never occurred to me that the Gemini productions... You know, Gemini, as Corey would tell us, connotes twins. The philosophy major knows those things. And it's almost like the play that ends up being staged is sort of a twin. I have no idea if that was intended, but it's kind of two plays on parallel tracks when you think about it. Finally, we have, I'm guessing, Robin Hood. Am I right?
Yes,
good,
you're
good morning.
Right.
So you are the guy.
I am the guy. And, my name is Joey Galvin. I'm 24 years old, and this is my third Gemini show, third now. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tell us, you know, for those that don't know much about Robin Hood, the story, I mean, Sherwood Forest is where Robin Hood lives, right?
Yes.
And what kind of guy is he, and what's the basic plot?
Well, Robin Hood, the way that I was directed by our director, Jeffrey Simpson, we kind of took a little spin on the character Robin Hood instead of... you know, making him the typical hero, the way that we decided to I guess, portray him is kind of in, I don't know, in a Gaston kind of way from Beauty and the Beast with just a little bit of an egotistical side, which was very, very fun and challenging for me as an actor.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And the story, if you want to help me out with our particular production of it, because it's just so interesting.
I'm on the spot. As players introduced in as Robin Hood and Maid Marian and et cetera, like I said, Prince John and the characters, and we'll move on a game space, and when you hit a scene space, this is where the interaction with the children comes in. They get to roll the die, and they still do get to come down on stage with us during songs, but in this one, because it's a game board, they do get to throw the die. And then we come into scene spaces, and we go into scenes from the actual story of Robin Hood.
Oh, how interesting.
So it'll be scenes between Robin and Maid Marian that are really over the top silly, like, oh, Robin, you know, those kinds of things where they come together. And then the scenes with the villains are very farcical and over the top, and we're, you know, tax the people and collecting money and, you know, things like that. So we tell the story in segments, and then the kids kind of help win or at least move us throughout by throwing the die and helping us move on the game board.
Now, I don't want to get behind the curtain too much here, but the audience is throwing the die, or
yes. Yeah.
And so truthfully, things can happen differently based on the result.
They sort of can. We have gotten into situations where, because we have to answer questions, it's like buzzing in for Family Feud kind
sure.
of thing. And it's on the ends of the stage are Corey and I, and we're sort of the ones answering the questions for Robin and the sheriff, who are moving as pieces on the game board.
What an interesting.
So it depends on the kids if they pay attention and they know the answers, if we're getting the answers right. Otherwise, Fitzooth, as the MC, has to stage it sort of so that we get more points, so that he does come out the hero. Yeah. Otherwise,
Prince John's kind of not the brightest bulb either. So that's always lucky for the good guys.
But he's the most energy efficient bulb, probably, right?
Yeah.
The most energy efficient bulb, maybe. Not many lumens.
If you don't like light.
So do we have it all? We understood it. Anything we missed?
Okay. I think so.
Well, good. Well, the play opens. Did anybody forget to say hi to anybody or mean to say something they didn't say?
I just want to say hi to my mom and my sister and my Aunt Renee and my family, whoever might be listening.
I'm glad you remembered Aunt Renee.
I did remember Aunt Renee. I'm
glad. Hi, Aunt Renee. Yes.
Oh, I remembered I actually told my friend Laura to listen to this, and then I forgot to tell her to find it. So if she, on her own, was Sherlock Holmes, good job, you.
She might have just gone out in the street and heard what everybody else was listening to, which is this. But she might be listening online, too. Or she might be with Aunt Renee.
I hope so.
She could be.
I hope so, too. Aunt Renee's a blast.
Yeah. Allison, anything? Oh, one more. Jeremy.
I forgot to say hi to Rosie and Amy. Yeah.
Hi, Rosie. Hi, Amy. And Allison, you got any others? Okay. And Aunt?
Okay.
So we're all ready to go. So we're going to hear a scene now, which I'll bet is somewhat self-explanatory.
It's called Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Forest? This is one of the interactive scenes with the kids. Our merry men and women in the audience are invited down, and they hide behind our magic scarves and shrubberies so that we can scare Prince John and the sheriff and Nat out of Sherwood Forest.
And out. So before it hits the stage today, you hear it here, the cast of Gemini Theater's production of Robin Hood, The Game.
All right, everyone, now we're going to make spooky sounds. Can you make some spooky sounds? Everyone go, ooh.
Who's afraid of the big bad forest?
Who's afraid?
Not me.
I'm not afraid of Sherwood Forest.
Though I hear things I cannot see.
I'd turn back if I were you.
Ooh. Ow, ow.
Boo.
Of the big bad forest.
Who's afraid?
Not me.
I'm not afraid of Sherwood Forest, though I hear things I cannot see.
Sheriff.
Who said that?
If I were me!
Brilliant.
Beautifully done. And the play opens today. And there are two shows today and tomorrow, clear through the end of January.
That's right.
And if you would like more information, the theater's in Point Breeze, and the website is GeminiTheater.org. The phone number is 412-243-5201, 412-243-5201. And I always, one of these days, I'm going to remember in my head, it's two, when's the first show? Two, one, and 3:30. I'm gonna have that tattooed right here. 1 and 3:30, because I always have to scratch my head. And incidentally, although the actors here did not tell you this, the great thing about Gemini Theater is you can bring kids as young as like a week, and as old as me, or even older, and you can make noise and talk and cough and not worry about. I mean, theater etiquette is there, of course, but you don't need to worry about. Calling attention to yourself. It's meant to be a family experience that everybody can enjoy. Thank you all. And anybody else want to say anything that they may have missed?
I just want to say that this was one of the best casts that I've ever had. All the casts I've been in have been really great, but this cast has been really fun to be with.
Well, I was going to tell you off the air, but I might as well say it now. Your singing as an ensemble is awesome. Not to say that it is not usually. It's just especially good.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed hearing you all sing together as a cast, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's a show that Aunt Renee would really love.
So, we'll see if she makes this one.
Yeah. So, pressure's on now. Thank you.
Come on, Aunt Renee.
We need her there. And Laura, was it? Jeremy, who were your other hellos? Laura?
Rosie.
Oh, Rosie and Annie?
Amy.
Oh, that's right. And Aunt Renee. So thank you again for you being here. And good luck to Gemini Theater and Robin Hood the Game as it opens today in Point Breeze as we broadcast live. It's 10:30.